Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is now Wednesday morning, February 25th. We are at 6:03. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
EMCs, good morning. How are you? We're going to see highs in the 40s today. Yeah. But February's beginning to wind down. Nominees for the Rock Hall literally just dropped about 2 minutes ago.
That is so exciting. I love this day every year.
You know, for EMCs, we should get to that list coming up after,
let's do
our game. Like they deserve that. I was going to do something else. We have EMCs. You're going to have some serious voting to do today because we did a horrendous job narrowing down names for our two in-studio geese, our porch goose and our desk goose. So now we have a bird bracket that we created over the last 24 hours that is going to be, it's probably going to be really annoying on our socials for 24 hours, and I apologize. I just don't know how else are we going to do it? We have to have votes.
We have to get votes.
People commenting? I mean, no.
They're all going to have to be separate polls. It's a whole thing.
So we'll be doing that. I mean, we're getting you qualified for Ed Sheeran tickets. He's going, you know, he's going to be at Ford Field in August. We're doing that at 9:22. We recommended a show for Stevie.
Oh, she's mad.
Emily in Paris. How can they? I don't even understand. I thought that was a nice, safe show. I didn't say, hey, go something with some crazy content.
She's been binging and angry about it for weeks. Like every day comes in mad about something else.
Yeah. She's done with the show.
Yeah.
And she is so mad at us that we had to bring it up on a What You're Watching Wednesday. So that specifically will be coming up right around 7:05. We got an hour until that. Let's get to it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Oh, and Men of Rocks really revealed the lineup yesterday.
Oh, I just saw that.
Night Ranger.
And Philip Phillips, I saw from American Idol.
I'm telling you what, and I understand. If you're nowhere near Menor, maybe you don't care. I live in Menor, and I understand. I talk about it, and I'm going to continue to talk about it
because
I live
there.
And there's nobody else that sat on the air and talks about it. Lone Ranger. It's a big deal. Philip Phillips for free?
Yeah. Night Ranger for free?
Yeah, they've had these bands, and let alone the cover bands that are there are very good cover bands for Pink. I've been to the Queen one, the Journey one. There, you have to get there early. A bunch of food trucks and beer trucks and everything.
How fun.
I mean, an amphitheater. What a great time. I don't care if it's in North Ridgeville. I don't care if it's in Independence or Akron or where it's at. You see this lineup and you think to yourself, okay.
Wait, real quick though. What time does it start? How late does it go?
Well, yeah, that's true. It's I don't know if it's.
You know me.
6-7. It's somewhere in
okay,
there.
Okay, all right. That's doable.
Yeah, it's not like it's a 9 o'clock start.
A little late, but all right.
Yeah.
So that's fun. Go. That is so fun.
I had so many friends text me about Night Ranger coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a real stand. And I remember, wasn't it like Leanne Rimes or something last year? They get big artists for that. Yeah.
And even when they said Leanne Rimes, I was like, oh, okay. It's like Leanne with like L-E-I-G-H rhymes.
Right.
It's going to be somebody covering it. And it's Leanne Rimes and Menor.
Yeah. That's a really big deal.
Last year.
A lot of fun.
I don't know. So there we go. All right. We're talking about dead guy in envelope. EMCs. I'm sorry. I went down that path.
We need one guess. We take one guess a day. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. You just need to guess who he is.
Maybe next year we can get Alanis Morissette.
That would be amazing.
Okay. We'll just settle
it. I would
down
make
now.
That 20-minute drive.
Yeah, you would, absolutely. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning, how are you two?
Hey, we're doing great. How about yourself?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. We're going to have Goose Chat coming up after this. We've got to talk bird bracket, but we would love your guess. He's dead, he's a guy, his name is in the envelope.
How about Robert Redford, please?
That's a great guess. It's not Robert Redford.
Oh. You know, in the history of this game, which has now been the history of these games, you've never told somebody that they have had a bad guess.
Oh, yeah. And
even when it was like Moses, which I don't know how great of a guess that would be, you always are very positive during this game and say it's a great guess.
You know what? I do. And I got to be honest with you. I'm lying sometimes because sometimes I do think they're bad.
Bird bracket. EMCs, we're going to need your help. We will get into that next. The bird bracket. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We're working on it now. We need to narrow down two names for the porch goose, one for the desk goose. We made an attempt yesterday to do an instant poll that was just a really, It was a really bad job. It was not. And people were commenting. They hated the names. It was just not a good
thing. We need a do-over, and that's what we're doing. So now we've made, because yesterday we just put three choices up. So now we've made an entire bracket. It's eight names on each side, right? Like for eight names for the large goose, eight names for the small goose, and we're going to narrow it down that way to make it fair. And really, I mean, we're a Jen and Tim Show family, so we want everybody to feel like they're getting their vote and that we have all the choices in there.
Yeah, and we know EMCs will be involved, so that's why we will. I'm not going to go through all the names. We're working on the bracket. We're going to have a picture of the bracket. We're going to, as soon as we can, we'll get these posted so you can vote and then narrow it down. Think March Madness. This is kind of the exact same thing, except we're going from eight on each side. It's kind of like the Elite Eight, and we're narrowing it down to two instead of just one overall winner. You have one winner from each bracket, and those are the two names.
It's a lot. It's a lot, but it's going to be worth it.
Is it?
I don't know.
How many times are we going to mention these on the air?
I feel like a lot.
This isn't like, hey, we have a brand new game on Wednesday morning. EMCs, we need you to name the game. I feel like here is Bob and Fred. I don't know why I said that. Here's your two names, your geese, and then how much references on the air?
Well, two things. Number one, I feel like they're going to be part of the family, so they should get a lot of mentions. But if you don't like the names, they won't get a lot of mentions.
They will not get a lot of mentions.
That's exactly what it is.
Exactly.
It depends on whether or not you like the
names. That is very fair. So the pressure is on you. All right, it's 6:16.
Grafton's at 35 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. The Rock Hall has announced the 2026 induction nominees. This year's list has 17, 10 of them who are first-timers on the ballot, including the Black Crowes, Jeff Buckley, Mariah Carey, again, Phil Collins, first-time nominee as a solo artist, Melissa Etheridge, Lauryn Hill, Billy Idol, INXS, Iron Maiden, Joy Division, New Order, New Edition, Oasis, Pink, Sade, Shakira, Luther Vandross, and Wu-Tang Clan. Details on the induction ceremony's exact date, location, and tickets not yet revealed. They always wait on that a little bit.
What does that mean, that we will play at 8:10 tomorrow?
I can't wait. Name the nominee.
Know the nominee.
Sorry. Know the nominee.
We will bring producer Stevie in.
Whatever it's called, it's the best game we play on this show. I'm sorry. I love Stevie so much. And Stevie is so fun with this game, and she is such a good sport.
And she takes a guess. I will play a clip. I will give her those names in front of her, those nominees, and she has to match.
Stevie's a lot younger than us. That's just—I mean, we should point that out.
So it's a more challenging game.
Yeah,
so it's
more challenging.
Fun.
Yes. So great. That's a great list, and we look forward to that tomorrow. Spirit Airlines cutting flights and selling planes in their bankruptcy restructuring plan. They plan to focus on high demand routes, reduce off peak flying, and roll out new fare options. A longtime shelter dog in Euclid getting national attention. Four-year-old Norris, the longest resident at the Euclid Animal Shelter, is now a quarterfinalist in the America's Favorite Pet Contest. If he wins, the shelter could get $10,000. Voting is free and runs through February 26th.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Up next, Stevie on the socials.
We have another viral prank going around. Jen, I think this will be a good one for you to do on Nate next time you go out to eat.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Yes.
You know I love a nice prank.
And you got to film it for us because I want to hear the reaction.
Okay, I'm excited.
Yeah. Or if anybody listening wants to do this prank and send it to us, that would also be next level. What is it? We're 3 minutes away.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a new trend going viral. I've been seeing it all over my feed, and it's enjoyable, and I think this would be a good one to prank Nate with next time you guys go out to a restaurant. So basically, when you're sitting there and you're filming to make sure you could post it, because I want to see the reaction, and then the waiter will come over and you'll place your order. But as you're ordering, you have to ask for permission. So you look at your husband here and ask for permission to order something. So to see their reaction. And a lot of them are like, usually it's like the side, like they'll order like a burger. And they're like, can I get a salad or fries instead of a salad? And they'll ask their partner that to see their reaction.
Oh,
but you
God.
Have to do it in front of the server. So you kind of get both their reactions. And you're asking for permission. Or like, instead of water, could I get a Diet Pepsi or whatever your drink choice is? And you just ask for permission.
How are the partners reacting? Are they like, why are you asking me?
A lot of times confusion, like shock, or like, why are you asking me?
Yeah.
Like, they feel weird.
Yeah, it gets real awkward.
And they're always just like looking questioningly, like, what's going on?
Yeah,
that's a good one, because you can be slick about that.
Yeah.
Because it's not something over the top. It's different than what you would do, but it makes sense. Like,
yes. But it makes
kind of, you know.
I don't know. That one makes me so nervous just because you have another human involved and you're recording them. And I would be like, for the waiter or waitress to look at me like, why are you asking for permission?
I know, it's very awkward.
Do you need help? Are you in a situation that you should be out of?
Yes, exactly. I feel like I would be so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. What if Nate told you no?
He probably would. He'd be like, nah, it costs too much.
No, yep.
It's not right.
He asked the waiter if there's an upcharge.
Yeah. I prefer you get water, actually, if you don't mind.
No.
That would not go well on TikTok, but.
That's a good one. If you decide to try it, Stevie on the socials, definitely tag us, let us know. Stevie on the socials continues the Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's a video of when asking permission to your significant other when you're ordering
food. You're getting permission to order, like, hey, could I get fries instead of a salad, and you look at your partner while the server's there.
Like trying to get the okay. Have you seen, this is another one, have you seen the ones where the waiter or waitress come over and they take away the plate of food before they're done?
That one's so
funny. Gosh, yes. I feel like
those
they do that to dads a lot.
They do because...
How do you react? Like, it's so funny.
Yeah, and it's like, it's happened so quickly that they can't say anything to the server because they just grab and go. I was just thinking, could you imagine, because if it happened to me, and I've watched these all the time, I don't even know how I would react. I don't know if I'm going to chase the server. I don't know if I'm done. Am I going to get new food? Should I have not completed the...
Right. This? I feel like you would be so confused.
I would be absolutely confused.
As like the chattiest, friendliest person you are, you would not say something.
I would never.
I feel like you would be like, oh, okay.
I would say nothing either.
Yeah.
But I would be very confused.
But see, once again, like this is one of the... I've said this before, where if there's something wrong with the order, whatever, Jen would raise her hand and say something, as you should. I just... Don't do it.
I would not do that.
I have this anxiety is probably not the word. I just wouldn't think to do it. But in that situation, I mean, there's a lot of food left on the plate.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
When they grab it and go. So if I'm not past the halfway point, I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. I paid for the meal. I'm so hungry.
They bring it right back.
They do. I know it's funny.
What's great about it though, the ones I've seen, it's usually a dad like with kids and a wife or something.
That's the
best. He'll make this face and then he looks at his family like, what in the world is going on? It's hilarious. It's as you like to say, laugh out loud funny, Tim.
That is a Jen phrase that she will mention. Yeah, that's another good one.
I will.
Try either of those in your significant other. We claim no responsibility on the Jen and Tim show.
No, we don't.
All right. Good morning.
It's 35 degrees in Grafton, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Cavs beat the Knicks. Donovan Mitchell scored 23 points. James Harden with 20. Final score was 109-94. Up next, Cavs are in Milwaukee tonight. Millions of monarch butterflies beginning their annual spring migration north from Mexico. Over the next few months, they'll spread across Texas, the Southeast, and then they'll eventually end up here in the Midwest. And then this is different. You know they do it in the fall, too, because we always talk about it, Tim. This is a multi-generation journey with each new group of butterflies continuing the trip. Yeah, I know. I thought this was really cool because the previous generation will lay eggs and die, and then this is the newer generation that flies through.
Gosh, why are we doing this?
Because every year, it is astonishing to me that they know where to go. How do they know
where
go up
they
to Canada?
Where do they start from?
They start in like Mexico,
yeah,
and they go to Canada.
It's a good time to get out of there. They're early movers. Hey, butterfly buddies, we better roll! This does not look good!
The timing worked out. I'm not laughing.
You know it's a good time to leave.
That is a really good point.
That's the warning of the butterfly. Maybe it's the mating of the butterfly.
I don't understand how your brain works, my God. McDonald's is launching its biggest burger ever. The Big Arch Burger. 2 quarter-pound patties, 3 slices of white cheddar, lettuce, onions, pickles, and a new Big Arch sauce. All on a sesame and poppy seed bun. It launches March 3rd.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We'll go into more detail this at 8:10, but the bird bracket has been posted. Please select something from the bird bracket so it can move on.
Something specific to the bird bracket.
Yes, naming those in-studio geese. I'm just going to leave that there for now. There was a lot of drama yesterday, but we have moved on. We have created a bracket. It's for you. We just need your votes. Narrow it down. The bird bracket.
I'm not going to lie to you. There might be additional drama, but we'll see.
I'm trying to stop it.
I'm trying to comment
and stop the drama. It's not where it's only 7:08 and there's already drama with this too.
There's no easy way.
They're going to be nameless.
Yeah.
Have you ever recommended a show? And this is what we do. We're a Jen and Tim Show family. We're known for Tasty Tuesdays. You have write-in Tasty Tuesdays. There's things you try. There's things you see. There's chips. There's this and that. And you let us know. We appreciate that. We try items on a Tasty Tuesday. And you try items on a Tasty Tuesday and tell us how it is. I love that about Tasty Tuesday. What you're watching Wednesday is a very similar fashion. I have found the best shows from Jen, from producer Stevie, from everybody that listens to the show. I take it to heart. I watch the show. I love that because you can't see everything. There's so many streaming platforms. How can you possibly see every show that's released?
Yes, and it's great that we have each other to recommend shows. You just recommended a great one. I loved it.
Good spoiler.
I'll tell you in a minute.
Good tease.
I know.
We recommended a show to producer Stevie. By the way, not the first show we've recommended to producers.
I was going
to
say, we don't have a good track record with this.
I don't really know if mad is the right term. I have to bring her in studio next and ask her. I don't know if that's fair, but it's got to be borderline mad.
I don't know if she's mad at us. She's definitely mad at the show. And I know that because her tone gets incredibly animated when she talks about this off air and speaks about why it makes her so mad.
So which show did we recommend? And she continued on and finished the show. I mean, that was a thing.
Yeah.
That she's mad that we recommended. I think that is fair. Which show is it? We're 4 minutes away. I don't know your thoughts, Jen. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. But I love your hat and your outfit and your headphones today, producer Stevie. On point. Your fit looks great. Glasses.
That always looks great.
I know it does. I'm just
it
trying
really
to butter
does.
Up a little
I
bit.
I know what you're
mad.
Doing.
Which show did we recommend?
Emily in Paris. It's not that you necessarily recommended it. You just love it and always talk about how great it is.
I do love it. It is disposable. It is easy. I love the characters. I do love a lot about Emily in Paris. And when you're asking for a show, I mean, I know we collectively have watched it. I'm not the only one watching it. But I do push the Emily in Paris envelope. There are some storylines, and we've talked about it off the air, that, you know.
It's like a guilty pleasure show. That's what it is. Because it's not, I mean, it's not like groundbreaking. Like, the storyline, very similar every season. It always goes back
to. How dare you? It's an intriguing storyline every season.
Look, I'm hooked. I'm into it. I love it. My brother, Johnny, is so obsessed. He did not even wait for his wife, Andrea. He went ahead and watched it ahead of her. And she texted me and she was so mad. She's like, he didn't even wait for me. He binged the whole last season without her.
That's a totally different topic.
I know. Well, that is.
So what was the problem with the show? It wasn't bad enough for you to not get through because you're all caught up.
I'm caught up. Took a while. Got there. I just get very upset at the characters.
Every time she was catching up, she'd come in here and she'd say, Jen, I watched more Emily in Paris last night, like with a tone of disgust.
Because all of these people are gaslighting Emily, and I just feel bad for Emily. And then people blame Emily, saying that it's her fault, and it's not. And I just feel bad for her because everyone is not nice to her, and they're gaslighting her.
Are some things her fault?
Oh, my God.
I mean, like, she's her character, she's makes some mistakes.
Are some things her fault? Like what?
Overall,
I'd have to go rewatch it, but I don't think that Emily is not issue free.
She's trying her best.
She is definitely trying her best.
From a good place.
Yeah, Tim.
It's the intention behind it. The execution might not always be there, but the intention's good. The intentions of these other people, not great. Instead of looking inside themselves, they blame her. Like it's her fault that they messed up.
And is it mostly in her relationships
but also her friendships.
Yeah, her friendships too.
Her friends also not always the greatest. Why is her friend dating her ex? Not very nice.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry.
What is happening? Maybe somebody I need one person that has watched Emily in Paris to give us a call. Can that happen? I just need one Emily in Paris correspondence, particular to this show.
It's visually great. Like, I love the advertising stuff. I love the outfits. I love all that. The storylines, again.
I like seeing her work, and obviously she makes some mistakes in the marketing.
Of course.
But she does better than these other marketers at the firm, it seems.
She's the only one
closing the deals.
That's right.
Talk about my man Luke like that.
Oh. I love him.
Love him, too, but he's not closing the deal.
He's not closing the deal.
He gets nervous in those meetings.
Can you imagine being in an actual meeting with him? And how that would go.
I want to be friends with
me
them.
Me too.
Yeah.
To what you watch on Wednesday. Did you hear it in her voice? I told you she was upset with us. It's Emily in Paris. Emily in Paris. She causes a lot of drama. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I'm going to go work with Emily.
Seriously?
You know how much do they make?
Well, it's luxury retail. That sounds fun.
My friend Allie just texted me. She said, I love watching Emily in Paris. The only thing I'm a little confused about is how they can afford all that couture at their young age with those entry-level jobs. She makes a good point. When I was her age, I was living on ramen, and there's no way I could have afforded couture.
Oh, yeah. We need to get Emily on to play Cleveland, how much do you make?
Yes.
Play Paris, how much do you
make? Oh, yeah. Can we do that? That would be amazing. Tomorrow morning, 7:10.
Yes. Emily,
Lily Collins.
I don't know what Lily Collins makes because that'll depress me. But yeah. Emily Cooper, I'll learn.
So you liked the last season, or you didn't like? You didn't like.
It's a love hate relationship with the show. I watch it, and you know, it's, like you said, it's a lighthearted show to turn on. I just get frustrated.
We recommend any other shows you got mad at us
yeah,
about?
Hunting Wives. That one really.
That was Jen.
Jen, was
and
it?
It was Jen and Nate to her parents, which is no, that was sus.
That I can't go there anymore.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't even know if they ever watched that. I'll never follow
well,
up. I will never follow up. Yeah, you hated when we recommended that.
We're done. We're done recommending shows.
And when I recommend you guys shows, you don't watch them. So
like what? XO Kitty?
Exactly.
Tim watched, didn't Tim watch that one?
No, that's one I didn't watch. Tell Me Lies I'm watching.
What's the Hillary Duff one?
Tell me to watch that one.
What's the Hillary Duff one you watched? What is
Younger?
Did you recommend that
no.
one?
Oh, you don't watch any of the ones.
I have one more question
you
about.
Can't say that I just went rogue and watched Younger,
you
and
did.
I also thought it was a new show.
It.
Remember, I thought it was a new show.
Yes,
it was,
you did, and it was like years old, and you like binged all of it. It's like when you did Pretty Little Lies.
It was a great program.
I have one more question about Emily in Paris.
Okay, can we get to that next?
Yes,
3 minutes away. All right, question for producer Stevie at Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites.
Are you going to watch the next season of Emily in Paris?
Yeah, because I want to figure out what's going to happen in the end.
I see. So you hate
because
you
it's
hate
a great
it.
Show.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just wanted to confirm.
I'm more confident on that than Hunting Wives. Hunting Wives, loose.
A loose if you're going to watch the next season?
Yeah. They got me because they said that there's some Renee Rapp songs in there, and I love Renee Rapp.
Yeah.
So I think I'll have to see what's going on.
I think you will, too.
But I think
you're going to watch
happy.
It.
Emily in Paris, I'll tune in.
Okay. Yeah.
And I
she
hope they
really
switch some things
that.
Up.
You what? I'm sorry.
They won't.
Hope they switch some
they
things
won't.
Up.
Like what?
How many seasons
been
has it been?
Happiness
it's the same.
For Emily?
It's not happening till the
no,
very end.
Till the yeah.
Till the very
we
end.
We know that's the case.
All right.
And we know exactly how it's going to end. We have created a bird bracket for you. Thanks for the nominations. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for the concerns. Of the two in-studio geese, we have a porch goose, which is larger, and we have a desk goose, which is the smaller version of the goose. And we have a bird bracket for you or from you know, to choose to move on to move through it, like a March Madness bracket. We need directions next.
Well, because there's like here's an example. This is confusing apparently because like here's one of the comments under the bracket. Like we have a bracket and it says, "I wish you'd go back to Winnie and Minnie. That's my favorite." Those are options on there. You can vote for them. I don't.
And maybe they don't understand the bracketology and how that works, which I would understand. If you don't do a March Madness bracket, you might be looking at it, and it might be you might have no idea what to do with it.
So you think the solution to this is explaining how to vote in the bracket?
No, I don't. I just think that's where we need to start next. I don't think that's the solution.
We can try. Because I just don't think people are getting it.
Okay. Well, we will help out. That's what we're here to do.
Yes.
It's Jen and Tim Show Bracketology. Breaking it down for you. That's exciting in 3 minutes, right? It's the bird bracket on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. It's bracketology. We have a bracket for you to vote. We hope that this is easier and makes more sense. No matter what, it is much better than what we had yesterday.
It is, but I think maybe there's some confusion on how you vote on a bracket. Cause for example, somebody posted on here two new names that aren't on the bracket, two names that aren't even listed. And you wrote back, you have to choose names from the bracket. You have to explain how a bracket works for people that don't. Maybe nobody has ever seen how a bracket works. Like you just follow the lines.
Very well, could not. Like I said, if you don't, the outside of maybe a March Madness bracket, when are you seeing this type of bracket? You might not see
right.
this. So we have battles in the bracket. We have options on one side for the smaller goose, the desk goose. We have options on the other side for the larger, the porch goose. So you vote for each of those battles, like porch versus cheese and Sir Honks-a-Lot versus Goose Springsteen.
Yeah, you pick one one of the two.
Which one do you want to move on?
That's it.
I love this name the most. I want that to move on. And you can vote for all of them. That's great. You can vote for some of them if you're passionate about it. That's also great. And then that will narrow it down to our, I don't know, it looks like Elite Eight. This goes a little bit quicker because we start with a smaller
right.
number of names and we're narrowing it down to the two names instead of just one.
So, for example, if you comment on this, your comment should include One, two, three, four, five. It's eight names.
If yeah, exactly. If that would in an ideal world, that would be great. Right.
It would include eight names because you're selecting the finalists, and then we'll tally up those, and then you'll do four names and two names, and then down to, you know, our finalists.
So that is the first of three problems that we have this morning. So we hope that we are at least helping you out with that. There is a secondary problem coming up next, and then we have just a problem slight confirmation after that. But first things first, the second issue in 3 minutes. I think we could end up with a Cheesy Peterson is an issue. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Because of the way the bracket is set up?
That is one of the other issues. So once again, Bird Bracket is up there. You can vote on the geese names. We appreciate that. Who moves on tomorrow morning? We're going to be playing Know the Nominee at this point in time tomorrow. We're not going to be talking about this again. I just wanted to get through this Bird Bracket to for you to help us out. Pick the names.
Yeah, you got to pick one name from each pair to vote, and then we will narrow it down to the final names. I think that's been a little bit confusing to people that are looking at it. And you're right, because someone could pick Brad and Desk.
This is the problem. I mean, I love the combo names, but yes. I said it last week that I knew when we were voted that if they don't match, if Cheese and Quackers doesn't match,
right.
We have Quackers and Desk or whatever. Right. I don't have the bracket in front of me. We have Brad and we have, you know, whatever it might be, Quackers, right. Brad Quackers.
So like, that's why I put on this bracket the suggested combos. So, like, if there's one name in particular you like on the left side of the Bird bracket, maybe you would vote for the one that goes with it on the right side of the bracket, which is why I put the suggested combos on there just to give you an option to think it through ahead of time.
So you can vote. Please vote in the bracket. That's enough Bird bracket chat. Although, apparently, we're doing something else wrong.
Oh, geez.
It's not Bird Bracket, but it's related. Oh. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. You wanted to alert us to something that we've been doing or maybe doing something wrong. Please let us know. Go ahead.
With the goose thing, how you're doing, like, the goose calls. That is not a goose call. That is a peacock. I grew up on a farm in Twinsburg, and we had a peacock as a pet.
What was the peacock's name?
Pretty Boy.
Aww. Is the peacock still around?
No.
Oh,
how long did the peacock live?
Yeah. What is the lifespan of a peacock?
Well, that I don't know, but we had him for about 10 years, I would say.
How often did he make that sound?
Every day.
Was it? It was like an every day? Like he woke up and he just started cawing like a peacock?
Yeah, he would do it sometimes. And then I had little sisters and he would chase them around the yard when it was like mating season.
So oh, my.
He would do it a lot then, too.
Could you pet him? Was he friendly?
You couldn't pet him, but you could hand feed him. He loved Cheerios and feed corn.
Oh.
I love this. We out of all the years I've played that sounder, we've never had a confirmation
that it
or
was
a very good peacock story like this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, R.I.P.
Yeah,
Pretty Boy.
I had to call because it was driving me nuts on my way to work. I'm like, I got to call.
Yeah, that's our job. Drive you nuts on the way to work.
That's right. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.